I'm Elizabeth Blaska from Montgomery. Just listen about the protocols for preventing Ebola from spreading to the United States. I remember years ago I went to visit England, and there was some kind of beef disease. And we had to carry a little card with us for 2 months after we deplaned at JFK. So I don't know why they're not doing better with this disease. So to prevent it from coming to the United States, I think it's just systemic of our incompetence that goes from the top of our government. As you can see, all the things that have happened lately.
This is Evelyn Hain in Stamford. I was just listening to the gentleman talking about the Civil War. The war between the states was not fought over slavery. There was slavery also in the North. That was an economic war from beginning to end. The South was selling their raw materials to England and buying their manufactured products from there. The North wanted the South to be their customer. They also wanted to buy the raw materials themselves. So they created the war. It was a war of economics.
Jules Mady, Hillsdale, New York. In his comment today, Herb London once again rattled the sabers and beat the drums of the neocons' endless war ideology, including quoting the notorious Dick Cheney about cleaning up the swamp of the Middle East. And once again, there is no plan, no strategy that defines either an end to the conflict or an end state to the structure and political relationships in the region. There is a name for the condition in which the same action is repeated over and over with the same results. It is insanity.